This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Just when you think you've got life figured out. You're a parent now. Moose and Breezy hear your dilemmas.
Completely anonymous.
And 100% supportive for another episode of PXY Mornings. Parental Confidential.
What is the longest road trip you've ever been on with your young kids? PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, Robin from Henrietta rode in over the weekend. And, you know, I think a lot of parents are hesitant when it comes to traveling, especially with a one-year-old on a plane, because let's be honest, that's a nightmare. But what about a 20-hour car ride? Here's the message from Robin. Good morning. Hi, Moose and Breezy. I think I have a very relatable topic for your show. I could use some serious advice from other parents on this. I'm traveling about 20 hours with 3 kids in a couple of months. My husband does not think we need to stop overnight. He thinks if we leave in the middle of the night, the kids will sleep most of the way. We can power through to our destination. I think he's nuts, so I want to hear what others have done. How many hours did you travel? How often did you stop? Did it take you or your kids days to recover from the drive? What would you do differently? We have 1 3-year-old who has really bad ADHD, so I am already nervous. We have the iPads ready to go. I'm sure we're going to have plenty of snacks, but anything else I need to worry about? I'm mostly worried about my 11th-month-old, but having multiple kids is not easy. How would you travel 20 hours with them? Thanks for any help.
Insane.
Okay.
Insane.
Yeah, your husband might be a little delusional. Maybe you don't need to stop and spend the night. I don't know. But if you have one kid with ADHD, I mean, you're going to be stopping multiple times. What would be hilarious if he's like, no, we don't need to stop at all, not even use the bathroom.
No, we'll
we're going to power through.
Pee in the cup.
I feel like that's what I would do.
No, fully. You definitely would, which is insane.
I got to get from point A to point B as fast as possible.
We used to do this growing up. We used to drive through the night, and then we'd stop at a hotel and sleep in the parking lot.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Why not just get the room?
Too expensive.
Your dad, man. Your dad will save a penny wherever he can.
Had to do it. Had to do it.
How do you think they were able, after all these years, to afford that kitchen remodel?
No, totally. And we'd be driving through the night to head to the airport in Pittsburgh. It's like, what are we doing here, you know?
585-252-9800. We got a couple texts coming in. Did any of you guys as kids do what I do and sleep in your clothes the night before? So
what?
When you woke up, you were ready to go. Yeah, we used to do that all the time.
Freak.
Joe?
I did that a couple times.
Yeah, right?
But like, I would never plan, like, towards my teenage years, I would never plan what I was wearing the first day in the car. I said, I'll dress in something comfortable, and then...
Oh, yeah, that says a lot about you. Yeah. I would be ironing my clothes the night before as a 9-year-old. Make sure they were fully pressed, laid them out, get into them when it was time for bed, and then wake up the next morning.
No, you're insane. You would be lucky if I even had clothes on. You know what I mean?
Breezy going through TSA with nothing on. Okay, like, you look good, miss.
I'm like, I mean, you don't have to strip search me.
Spread them. Let's go, with Lori. 20 hours without an overnight stop with three kids sounds insane. Even doing it in 2 days, 10 hours a day is going to be quite difficult. I'd split it over 3 days. Two overnight stops make the travel part of the experience. That sounds like an awful idea.
No, that sounds horrible. No, it couldn't sound worse. It just couldn't sound worse.
Sorry, Lori. That sounds really bad. Especially dads don't like that. No. They want to get there ASAP. Come on! We're making great timing! Let's go!
Come on, guys.
They hate being late.
Can't you hold it for 30 more minutes?
Yeah. We're actually nowhere close to a rest stop. I'm so sorry.
If your husband thinks he can pull off 20 hours with three kids without spending the night somewhere, he is delusional. But I do admire his optimism. Yeah, thank you, Abby. How far did we drive growing up as kids? Because we would fly.
We used to drive to Florida.
Yeah, we used to drive to Florida.
That's a long
24 trip. Hours.
That's like, over 20 hours for sure.
It's like, yeah. I think it's 24 hours.
But you would stop in a motel parking lot and spend the night in the car.
So, I mean, I think at that point we were, I don't know, because we would drive to Myrtle Beach and we would stop and sleep in a parking lot.
Really?
Very dangerous now that I think about it.
That is a little, but did you guys have a car, a van, a minivan?
We had a van and we had one of those things that you put on the top, you put the luggage in.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then my parents were so innovative. They didn't want us bitching whatsoever. So they would bungee cord one of the small TVs between the two armrests. Like, that was before portable DVD players and stuff.
They bungee cord your brother to the roof.
They would literally bungee cord a little, like, square TV in between and...
Sure.
Plug it into the cigarette lighter.
Oh, the cigarette lighter. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. We did a 14-hour trip when my youngest was 9 months. And let me tell you, your husband is DeLulu.
Yeah.
Night drivings do help, but 20 hours straight is rough, even with the best case scenario. If I could do anything differently, I'd have planned longer meal, stretch breaks, and I would have packed more easy access snacks and toys. You got to keep the kids distracted. Guys, I drove from New York to Colorado and back. Drove straight through approximately 37 hours. Stopped every 2 to 4 hours during the day. My kids were 1 and 3. It's possible, but yes, the iPads and snacks ready to go help. Just don't let them drink a lot or you're going to be stopping every couple miles to use the restroom.
I wasn't going to share this story because it is quite traumatic, but I'll do it anyways because, you know, I'm obsessed with my job and you got to put it out there. So,
all right. Well, are we doing is this a flashback?
It's, yeah.
Oh,
it's
all right.
The year was 2009.
Okay. So a couple of years ago.
Yeah, it was last year. Actually, I think it was like, maybe it was like 2011. It doesn't matter. And we ended up driving to Florida in a van with my mom, my dad, my brother, my aunt, me, and my friend.
My God.
So we had six humans and two dogs.
Was this a school bus or a small van?
It was like an Odyssey.
It's a
Honda Odyssey. Town and Country. We got like just at the panhandle coming back and my dog's anal glands started dripping. So we had to pull over. It stunk up the whole car.
Weird sentence. All of that was in one sentence.
Yes. And we had to pull over the car and pop the anal glands.
This isn't a story that needs to be shared.
No, I think it did.
It did. Okay.
I think it was.
So what's the end conclusion here? What was the conclusion here?
I'm saying you really need to take into consideration who you're taking on these trips.
Okay, but we're talking about her and her three kids.
I'm just saying.
I'm sure none of them have issues with their glands.
But if they're babies, they're pooping, they're peeing, diapers. Like, you need to take all of that into account as well.
I'm sure. I'm sure they're very aware of that. They have
not
three
the
kids.
Dad. He's like, we'll drive for 3 days. She's like, our kid needs to eat. He's like, screw it.
Just hook him up to an IV.
Yeah, they're good.
Hi, Moose and Breezy. We did 16 hours with a 6 and 5-year-old. The key is to leave at 10 p.m. after the kids are asleep. They'll sleep through close to half the trip, making some stops at my parks after they've been up for a couple hours, help them deal with the, it helps them deal with the length of the trip. And then I'll leave it with Crystal, who says, you're aware that driving with kids this young basically doubles the time, right? So budget 40 hours in the car. There's no wrong or right way to do this type of trip. It just depends on your kids and how well they do with a 20-hour car ride. So she's saying you got to automatically double that 20 hours because you're going to be stopping a lot?
I don't disagree.
Double's crazy, though.
No, thank you. We drove to Wildwood, New Jersey when I was like 14 years old for a family vacation. And I just remember listening to Gwen Stefani nonstop in my CD player. Had the old Discman ready to go.
B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
All right, so yes, it sounds like a lot of people are like, your husband's crazy. You're going to have to do the stops. There's no way around it.
She already knew that,
though. Robin knows.
She knew. We helped 0%, but I'm so glad we got to air that story.
Yeah, thanks for your story.
It was traumatic.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.